It is Sunday, May 3rd, 2026, when the Alex Jones Network is live. Share the URL now. AlexJonesLive.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
When I grow up, I want to take down the New World Order. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rally patriots worldwide! I am your chronicler! I am your sage, Alexander Emmerich Jones, and I declare war!
To the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Calling down the fire!
Live on now with KK. I got to tell you how good is this thing.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Keep me right.
As I said, it's Sunday night. We're an American band. We're coming to your town to destroy the globalists. I remember four young Chiquitas in Omaha. I remember that too, but at least a couple. Feeling good, feeling right. Sunday night. He was out of sight. These fine ladies, they had a plan. They were gonna meet the boys in the band.
They said, "Come on, dudes, let's get out," and we proceeded to say that downtown we're an American band. We're an American band.
Well, you see that I'm charged up and in a celebratory mood. Bloomberg and the Democrat Party, Everytown, National Gun Control Groups, Onion Front Group, they openly finance. And their attempts to shut us down and silence us have had a massive, super delicious Streisand effect that is the biggest I've ever seen, period. And it's being recognized as bigger Streisand effect when they tried to shut down Nick Fuentes or Candace Owens. They've had some of the biggest. I've had some of the biggest before. This is the biggest one we've ever had, the biggest, period. This is the King Daddy Mega Enchilada. And that's because the Lord works in mysterious ways. I knew they were shutting us down on the 30th. They told us so. The Texas receiver, the Democrat judge. And then we learned the Onion was trying to come in before they even gotten it officially, was announcing it like idiots. And then all the crazy crap they pulled. And then it blew up in their face. Just unbelievable. But listen, I'm going to table that till later, but it's crazy. When the Third Court of Appeals blocked them Thursday, they went to the Supreme Court. And what they filed, just when the Supreme Court refused to hear it, they filed new stuff Saturday, that is Friday night, that is cuckoo town. Seven completely easily verifiable lies in a lot of trouble. So we got all that coming up. It is cuckoo town. And we got Nick Fuentes and others responding to it very eloquently. That is all really, really, really important. But let's not talk about InfoWars right now, though it's right at the heart of the globalist attack systems, as we've got their pulse, we got their number, we got their name, we got their ass, as the sergeant says in Full Metal Jacket. Trump, for the 30th time Friday, and I got the clips and got the statements, said the war's over, we won. The 30th time. On Truth Social or on TV, he said it. And I said, well, that's the manipulated stock market. It's total insider trading as usual. I just call it like it is. Pelosi's a king daddy of it. Now Trump's trumped it, pun intended. And then he comes out yesterday and says, nope, well, we're going to totally destroy you. And Israel's going to attack. I've greenlit even bigger attacks. And then we'll declare victory again. I mean, and he told Congress, oh, I don't need to have a war powers authorization 60 days in because the war is over. And then 24 hours later, it's not over. I mean, this is like a shell game. I'm sorry. He's just BSing us. And the Tucker Carlson is on fire saying Netanyahu is holding Trump hostage. I totally agree. But there's more to the story. It's all coming up right now. Share those live feeds right now at Real Hawk Jones on X. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham, and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We have the spirit of victory, and evil can see it, smell it, and they can taste it. But our boots of truth kick in their teeth nonviolently. Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Preparing the battle space for the future. What do I hear? The sound of the awakening. The sound of humanity rising. All right. Here's what we've got on the table. We're like 65, 66 days into the grand fiasco that is the Israeli-created Iran debacle. And all the economists coming in now. The inflation exploding, energy prices, major food shortages already happening. Growing season shut down. U.S. farmers over half can't get the fertilizer they need. The main farming report. This is all by design for the Great Reset. If they couldn't get it with the poison shots, well, they're going to do it now with this war. And that is exactly what's happening. And Trump's thinking one-dimensionally with, I've got my recovery. And then he goes along with the virus shutdown, not as bad as Democrats. And then, the economy will be great, but I got to close the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, if they do, it doesn't matter. But, of course, it does. So we've got Trump's epic-level world champion flip-flopping. And before, Trump was not a flip-flopper. I mean, I followed everything he said and did. It was like 97% accurate. That's about as accurate as I am. I was like, wow, this is not a politician. And then about a year ago, you heard the record skip. We all started seeing what happened. And this is not subjective. You can look at what he says 30 times. The war is won. It's over. 11 times the Strait of Hormuz is open when it wasn't. Over and over again. So Friday he says that the war's over and that we've won and that Iran's given up. And then, of course, Saturday today he's like, nope, no deal. We're going to start attacking again, and so is Israel. And the stock market and the rest of it, all the insider trading, it is just insane. And then all the big Trump insiders are not even hiding the insider trading. He's already promised them all blanket for the entire administration pardons. And again, I harped on Pelosi, who's the grand champion of it before. It's totally criminal. It screws everybody else that's in the markets. It's a rigged house. And then now Trump is the grand poobah. And I've got a lot of research on that. It's all over the place. It's well known. But I'm going to go deep on this this week because I'm not going to sit here and be supportive of this. The left's all like, Jones apologized. You supported Trump for 10 years, and now you admit he's bad. No, he was good before, a trillion times better than you, and still much better than you in many ways. But I can't sit there and watch him go from basically 99%, 97% good to like 50% good just because you're a zero and then have a lesser of two evils. I can't be involved in that. So I'm going to keep exposing the Democrats, and I'm going to expose bad stuff Republicans are doing. I'll cover all the global developments. You know, we saw Friday on May Day, the big communist holiday, all over the country, Austin, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, New York City, every major city, march all the school kids out under school orders, waving all their commie flags and open borders flags and death to ICE flags. And you got the teachers' unions giving 99%+, it's like 99.3% of their money to the Democrats. And you send your kids supposed to be educated, and they're basically being brainwashed and dumbed down, and then they're marched out to do anti-ICE protests and pro-communist protests. So while we're busy upset that Trump's going sideways, let's just remember the Democrats here and their leftist counterparts in Europe are doing the exact same crap, literally brainwashing and seizing control of our children and brainwashing boys to cut their Johnsons off and little girls to cut their breasts off. These are sick, evil people, and we will continue to expose them. And that's why I'm so pissed at Trump. I had top pollsters on that had the most accurate record that are pro-Trump, like Mark Mitchell and others, when it started happening a year ago, the first numbers, covering up the Epstein, just all this stuff, and then kicking Elon out. That Trump lost 5 points on that. And now he's at 31% in big polls on his approval rating. He has lost most of his support in just all these different demographics that got him over the top. And that means people go, well, he's not facing re-election, smart man. Pretty smart, aren't you? The referendum is going to be the midterms and the presidential election in 2.5 years, 2028. That's why this is a big deal, is that the Democrats are going to win. And so I'm a guy that doesn't just think right now what's going on. I tend to think a little bit ahead, like anyone successful does. Like, Iran has passed the law that they'll close the strait. The CIA and Pentagon say 100% they can. 90% chance the mules don't fall. This is a quagmire. Israel's roping us into a full war. They know what they're doing. And even the IDF told Trump 5 days before the war, they said, we don't agree with the Mossad and Netanyahu assessment. This is going to be a long, huge war. If you want to hit Iran, fine. But just say we're getting rid of a bunch of their military capability. So even the IDF's like, Trump, don't say this is a regime change and don't think this is a cakewalk. Because smarter thinkers in Israel, too, agree with the Pentagon. This is not a good thing. Yes, they work for Qatar, too, right? The IDF. You look it up. IDF disagreed with Mossad assessment that Moodles would fall and that Iran could be taken out. So that came out over a week ago. So that's where we are. And so I want to get into that. And then we've got a bunch of domestic news about what the left's doing and what they're up to. And then I've got the Democrat Party, national gun control groups that own and run The Onion, literal financiers of it, and the fiasco they engaged in the last 3 weeks saying they owned InfoWars when they didn't, so then why is InfoWars shut? Two different developments, two different stories. But there's a new story that ties into this that's huge that no one knows because no one's broke this yet. And I've been asked to keep our political powder dry, as Andrew Jackson would say, and not give you details of it. But when the filings hit tomorrow, we will. But I'm going to get some into it. They filed 7 claims over the weekend. When the Third Court of Appeals blocked what they were doing and said that they want to investigate, have all these hearings and stuff, push it out months. Just like the federal court 1.5 years ago said this wasn't a real auction, it was a fraud and killed that. And the corporate media this time they announced they owned it, went with it again and said, yes, they own it, they run it. They don't even have a contract to own it. It's just made up. But it's like magic or like Oprah's Secret. Like they just say abracadabra, like abracadabra. And I've got a T-bone steak fully cooked delicious in front of me. Or abracadabra and I got a Ferrari. Or abracadabra, if I've got cancer, I'm cured. Hocus pocus, diblicadapus. So it's beyond insane. But I think if enough articles say it, it must be true. They came out and said 7 claims. All 100% easily verifiable. Here's this one I can't help. They have certified emails and letters telling us get out of the building. on the 30th, and they were turning everything off and saying, and months ago, don't pay the internet bills. No, you can't, because you know, they didn't run things. They were in control. We had to ask for everything. And say, wind down, shut down by the 1st. They put in the filing that I made it up and I shut it down to hurt it to the Supreme Court of Texas. It's like, my lawyers can't believe it. It's just like, but it's like they said famously when Stephen Avalos goes, well, the judge put a halt on this and he didn't know about this. You know, this wasn't a real auction and blah, blah, blah. And they go, well, it's Alex Jones. I mean, come on. But that's just one thing. All the communications, all set for months and months and months, shut down, shut down, shut down. On May 30th, don't pay any bills. And then weeks before, get out. We're going to come lock the doors. But then they didn't show up and lock the doors on May 30th because the day before, the Texas Court of Appeals blocked them. So that's where, but we didn't, we are just not, we're not going to get in the way of the kangaroo judge and the receiver. So we left too. Now, what do you think they did? I'll get to more later. I always say I'm going to cover this as we're doing it, so I am. What do you think they did when that all failed? With what they've done in the past, what does somebody that tells whoppers do when they get caught in whoppers? They tell bigger whoppers. And you can get in a lot of trouble for whoppers. Seven gigantic whoppers. They were sharks. They'd be the biggest great white there is. I mean, we're talking Jaws here. Okay, Medeglodon, you know, prehistoric great white, 60 feet long. Swallow a Volkswagen bus. I mean, it's just coo 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 coo. Imagine a trillion cuckoo clocks going coo 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 coo. So that's coming up. A little more details of it. I kind of covered it. I got a bunch of clips on that are powerful. But just watching these people destroy themselves, my lawyers are like, Napoleon, don't interrupt your adversary when they're destroying themselves. Well, I'm not doing that. It's just crazy. I mean, it's not letting them know what we know what they did doesn't matter. That's just one of the seven. They already filed it. He's already out. But I mean, just get your mind around that. Official letters, you're out, you're shut down, don't pay the bills, you're gone. And then they go on to tell the court the opposite. Wow! Thank you for that. Just because you own the Austin-controlled George Soros lady and the controlled leftist up in Connecticut, just because you own... here, come on over here and bring it over here. That's good, thank you. That little friend... Speaking of, thank you. Bringing me a drink. Thank you so much. So, just because you got away with that, it'd be like if you went to Vegas, and they've caught them doing this many, many times, where the smartest crooks have a deal with the dealer at blackjack or whatever, but the casinos watch them. They always end up catching them because they see the statistics. And so you go to the table where it's rigged, and you don't win big. You just do little slices so they get noticed. But then you just go over to a whole nother blackjack table that's not rigged, and you just start going like, wink, wink, and, you know, signals. The person's like, I'm calling security. But that's the confidence these people have. I'm digressing. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's just such, but we did have to work our ass off. We had to come in this weekend and document it all and all the stuff that goes with that. For the filings, and it was just like, I mean, I was up to the office 10 hours yesterday. That's why you didn't get a Saturday show. I was so excited to do a Saturday show, and I'd already been up here at the office, you know, 7 a.m. digging all this out, and you know, all the proof through our emails, all of it, you're getting it all in a row. Because we knew it was all BS, but we just had to get it all perfectly certified and proven and everything, and receipts, all of it. I didn't stop working on this until about 8 o'clock last night. I worked on about 4 hours today. But it was a labor of love. But I've learned this legal stuff. You got to have really good lawyers that are on target, and you got to be on this stuff constantly. You got to be every little point, because that's how you get them. And let me tell you, they messed up royal. Royal. Called for an emergency hearing by the Supreme Court, which they'll have. It's emergency. Declared all this criminal stuff I did, and it's all certified 100% open and shut horseshit. How's that going to look? Not too good. Not too good at all. I just want to say thank you, Jesus, and thank my lucky stars, not once but twice. Thank you all that are praying for us. But that's why I'm just really feeling good right now. Because to me, I'm going to fight and fight and fight and fight no matter what. And I've been the underdog for 30-something years on air, always just accepting that's the fact. But I've seen so much victory that comes out of what we do. I just know I'm in God's plan. So if I got killed today, I wouldn't be happy about it. I'd never commit suicide, but I would understand. You know, okay, God, it's my time. You know, somebody, the globalists came and, you know, tasered me and threw me in the back of a van and had me strapped into a deal and got out the buzz saws or pulled my teeth out with pliers. I'd be like, just get this over with. Or, yes, Jesus, just please blank out the pain. I asked for it. Thank you. I'm coming to Valhalla. Seriously, I'm ready to be in a chair drilling my teeth, you know, to cut the top of your brain a cap off and like put you in a mirror and they just wire all these wires into torture and I mean, I'll be like, ah, yeah, woo, because you're going to be doing this for trillions of years, not me. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Get your coat and let's start walking. I've already war gamed every bit of this. And by the way, in case you don't notice, it ain't my first rodeo. I chose to be here in this time. I came here to do this. I don't think I revealed me in the last 6 years by interesting little visits. I'll leave it at that. So you people have no idea what you're involved in. You have zero idea what you're messing with. And that's why all I can tell you is I'm here because I like this. So let's get that straight. They're like, this guy's crazy. Oh, while you guys do all your crap all day to your little God, trying to get your power. Yep, you're cut off from God. You have no idea. You have no understanding of what God had in store for you if you wouldn't have served Satan. The eye's not seen, the ear's not heard. All right. Let me stop. Let me shift gears here. All right, I'm good now. Harrison Smith is hosting tonight. We love Royce White. He does a splendid job. He'll be back next week. With his first debut here at alexjoneslive.com and the new network system is going to be expanded rapidly with your support, which we know is there, and we thank you for it. But I wanted to have Harrison Smith come in tonight just because he's an info warrior, and he's one of the last of the Mohicans that survived and through all the attacks and all this, everything we went through. And so he'll be hosting 6 to 8 p.m. Sunday night live. But I do want to be very clear with people because I get emails and text messages from friends, family, neighbors, randos that have my number, people at the grocery store, you name it. Alex, we love your show. I was just watching last week, and they'll tell me what they watched. Where are you? Are you coming back on air? And I'm like, yeah, we didn't miss a beat. They took us off Thursday night. We were back on the Alex Jones Network studios, the escape pod, the big one's almost done. And you go to alexjoneslive.com, and you can find all the feeds and the news articles. You know, it's even better than InfoWars. Think a better design, but same black and white, you know, standard, clean deal. We're going to add a lot of functions to it and a lot of other stuff, and it's got a better audio feed on there that you can move around and deal with. A lot of people don't want to watch, want to listen, which I understand. That's how I am. It's a better bandwidth situation, but there's video feeds there as well. AlexJonesLive.com. So please hit your whole text message list, your whole email list. Those of you that were listening and heard that and got it, a lot of other people are still running around trying to find it. Though we got upwards of 9 million visitors to alexjoneslive.com on Friday. I haven't looked the last few days. I'm sure it's huge. They're telling me it is huge. I don't get the specifics. And just post all over X with, you know, just the URL. Someone, I saw one URL that posted, just somebody posted and had like 10 million views and MTG linked to it. And everybody did. So when I say everybody, a lot of folks did. But you may just have 1,000 people on your email list or, you know, 100 people you text to. They're all precious. Hit him with, Alex Jones is not off the air. The Democrats, the deep state, didn't shut him down. We're trying to stop a new war. We're trying to start a accelerated global peaceful resistance against the tyrants. Please share the URL with everybody you know and tell them to share it and those they share it with to share it to complete the chain reaction, and that is alexjoneslive.com. 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 And again, I don't own that. I don't own Bigly the sponsor. The alexjonesstore.com. I just work here. I'm the news director with all the new hosts and stuff we're going to be expanding with. And so they can't grab that. They can't stop that. Under U.S. law, I have a right to be on air. They thought InfoWars, a URL in a studio, was me. They thought that, no, it's an idea of what we've done, all our guests and hosts and you, the listeners and viewers, the men and women in the arena and everything we've done together and just the epicness of all of it. And if they think like taking away like the paint on a car, you can strip the paint off a Dodge Hellcat 1,000 horsepower car. Now it's just going to look cool and be aluminum. So the car is black or red or whatever it is. You strip it off. Oh, I got the car. No, you just got the paint. And I saw the left's analogy about a year ago. If we just get InfoWars, it's like Sauron not having the ring. No, it's not. I am the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. Our guests, our researchers, our journalists are. I mean, is it a hassle to have to build new studios? Yeah. Is it a hassle to new URLs promote? Yeah, but it's great. Now it's fresh and new and exploding. And if they attack that, you know, good luck, 7-8 years trying that, a whole other thing. I mean, and then it's a whole new ball game. So, like Kyle Serafin said it great. I posted it on X today, maybe we can show it. But basically, he's quoting V for Vendetta. In fact, let's get that scene for the start of the next hour, six after, where he's all been shot up with the body armor. And he explains to him, he says, you know, you think you've killed me, you think you've won, but you see, ideas are bulletproof. Final fight scene, V for Vendetta, ideas are bulletproof. Six after, I want to come in with that, and then other liners than that. Because he basically paraphrases that, and that's exactly what this is. And you can have billions of dollars of prop up CBS News and billions of ABC News and billions of the late night comics and all of it, and they have almost no audiences compared to not just me. There are hundreds of hosts online that have bigger audiences than all of the mainstream news, like CBS, you know, per channel. There are thousands of people that their own show daily is bigger than CBS News, one person. Joe Rogan's like 47 times bigger than all of CNN combined, every show he does. Because CNN only has like 65,000 viewers on their average show. Their biggest show's 300,000. Fox is the big king with almost 4 million on a few of its shows. The average show, 1 million. Whoop-dee freaking do, man. I mean, it's an illusion that, yeah, ancient, nothing against them, boomers like Trump still thinks, because the high production and the suits and all the stuff, that's what people want. Yes, that's what 85-year-old boomers want. And Fox is still interesting. It's got some good shows. It's well-produced. And I mean, I'm not saying it's just that I'm not watching it much or I see it just as clips. I'd rather some old hillbilly in his backyard or some old black woman talking about, you know, what she's experienced in life. I mean, I like the big, full fountain of information. I like the full spectrum of it. And then we're just consistently here fighting. And I can tell you, I know God let these enemies attack me and do all of this to wake you up to see how bad they were and to bring attention to what we were doing and to make me stronger. Because if I've had it too easy, when I got so huge in the last decade, was already huge before that, but the biggest and mega massive, it didn't really go to my head, but I kind of got punch drunk and wasn't even, you know, realizing how essential what I was doing was. And I was even telling, you know, my second wife, when we got married like 9 years ago, I was telling her, I'm going to retire in about 4 years and just write a book a year and live in a little bungalow in Hawaii. And she's like, that sounds great. And I was literally doing it and going to get sell InfoWars or something until they did this. And now I realize how important I was to the enemy and the CIA and the DOJ. It all got declassified. I'm like, well, I can't give up. I got to be like Obi-Wan Kenobi to the end. I'm 90 years old on my deathbed. I'm going to be broadcasting. I'm never stopping. God, thank you for sending these enemies. Thank you, Jesus. God is so incredible. I worship you. I sign everything over to you. I commit to you.
I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesnetwork.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the coordinates of liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Launched and has successfully reached escape velocity, has now delivered its payload to orbit. Operations against globalists commences now. Coming up, the latest insanity by Trump and Iran escalating to the verge of absolute war, and how we can decouple from this is Tucker Carlson, right? That Trump is held hostage by Israel? Undoubtedly, but the question is why, and when he's held hostage, we are. But first, that V for Vendetta I mentioned, where V explains ideas are bulletproof. That's what this is all about. You try to wear somebody's skin. You can try to steal somebody's show. You can try to silence them so that you can then write a fake history about it. But that always happens with our folk heroes. And the cycles continue, and the public figures that out and then knows to rally behind them. And then the massive strides and effect is created, and you are defeated. And in this case, I'm very blessed, because many patriots have been shut down, silenced, and defeated. And their history is rewritten, but still the good they did is paid forward. But I have been so blessed by God, thanks to all listeners and viewers defending me, that I've not had to suffer that fate. In fact, it's been the enemy's biggest defeat
in many levels what's happened with me because of your steadfast support and my unwavering will, which again, I don't have integrity. I am integrity. And by that, I mean, I just can't stop. So thank you for empowering us, because I could have all the will in the world. Without you behind us, we are nothing. So share the live feeds, support us, incredible supplements, incredible products, widest selection of Patriot apparel, thealexshowstore.com, the engine funding the Second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. Here is V for Vendetta.
Now that's done with. It's time to have a look at your face. Take off your mask.
No.
Defiant to the end, huh?
You won't cry like him, will you? You're not afraid of death. You're like me.
The only thing that you and I have in common, Mr. Creedy, is we're both about to die.
How do you imagine that's going to happen?
With my hands around your neck.
Bollocks. What are you going to do, huh? We've swept this place. You've got nothing. Nothing but your bloody knives and your fancy karate gimmicks. We have guns.
Now, would you have a bullet and the hope that when your guns are empty, I'm no longer standing? Because if I am, you'll all be dead before you've reloaded.
That's impossible! Kill him.
InfoWars getting attacked the last decade viciously. It's okay. It's all part of God's larger ritual. They play into our plan. Now it's my turn.
My turn.
Shield was you, the listeners, millisecond by millisecond, praying for us, sharing the links to the articles, and financing us so we could take it to the enemy with everything we had. As you held on, hold fast. I'm so thankful to listeners and viewers. Thank you for keeping me in the fight. It's everything. It's my very soul. It's my mission, my destiny, your destiny. And the destiny of this incredible crew that has fought so incredibly hard. From my heart to all of you forever, I salute you with every ounce of my soul. This is the great animating contest of liberty. This is what God designed us to be and who we are.
and the great challenges of AI and all the other threats that are coming will not be our destruction, but will be the propulsion system to take us to the next level of ascension as we begin our real destiny into the stars, into the cosmos, into the dimensions, and beyond. You know it's written on your soul. You know God loves you, and you know He's got a plan. And yes, America's powerful and wicked. It's also great and good. That's the contending forces, the battleground of the future of humanity. All right. Well, ooh, it's the top thing. Oh, hundreds of millions of views everywhere. Tucker Carlson talked to a New York Times snake in a long podcast, and he said Netanyahu holds America hostage, and that's true. They brag they run our foreign policy and trying to control our domestic with all the eight-front war, business, and censorship. So he talks about who got us into the war on record, who launched the attack first, Rubio was on record, admitting that's all on record. They gave the fake intelligence to Trump, just the Mossad, not the IDF, to their credit. And he's bad for saying the truth, and then he's bad for saying that Netanyahu holds us hostage, meaning he holds America hostage with all his indictments and convictions and Trump begging the president and the Supreme Court to give him a pardon. What do they have on? Well, we now know from the emails that indeed what we already knew was true. Epstein was Mossad. And we never saw any evidence of Trump with the underage kids and all that, but a bunch of his circle, like Lutnick, who I said, I remember about a year ago, I said, you know, there's a cover-up going on. Lutnick was the insider trader on 9/11, so much more. He lived next door to Epstein. I bet it's Lutnick. 2 hours later, White House calls up. It's off-record thing, so I'm not going to say who. And they're like, Howard was heard this, and he likes you. You want to come up here? Hey, everything's okay. What do you need? What do you want? That was the thing I talked about when I said, you know, what do you want? What do you need? It wasn't like they said, well, bribe you. It was like, hey, what do you want? What do you need? He's not involved. It's fine. I went, oh, I hit the button there, didn't I? Show you how much they listen and watch. One time I was on air about 8 years ago, and I was saying, look, Q was created by two people in the White House, one high level, one low level. And they told me it got taken away from them and the databases by the Democrats, so now it's not trustworthy. And people were thinking I was making it up, so I said, even though it was in confidence, I may just say who. My producer comes running in, she goes, I told them privately, they just called, they're begging you, don't say it. My point is it's like I'm not making any of this stuff up, boys and girls. And the only reason I'm still alive is because God has decided to keep me alive, and God's in control, so I need your prayers. All right, so let's get into this because it's a fiasco in the latest developments just in the last 24 hours here. But here's Tucker getting into all this with the snake from the New York Times. Here it is.
That said, I didn't hear a single time from anyone, including from the Secretary of State himself, who I spoke to about this, any enthusiasm for doing this. My strong impression, and I could be wrong because I don't work there, is that no one in the building was pushing for this, at least overtly, that all the pressure was coming from outside. Constant calls from donors and people with influence over the president, well-known Rupert Murdoch, Mary Madelson, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then a small constellation of, I guess they'd be called influencers, beginning with Mark Levin, but there were others, Sean Hannity, you know, pushing the president to do this and telling him that you will be a figure out of history, you will save and redeem Israel or something. I think that was the case they were making. And I didn't hear of anybody making the case that this would be good for the United States. I don't think that was ever a conversation. It's hard for me to believe that he just sort of organically reached this place at the end of February. He's like, oh, I think it's a good idea. He did not think it was a good idea. Shutting down a fifth of the world's oil and gas? Of all people, Trump knows that's bad.
You said he's a hostage just now. You told the BBC he's a slave to foreign interests.
Correct.
So I just want to ask you to be sort of explicit. I mean, Trump is being held hostage by whom?
By Benjamin Netanyahu and by his many advocates in the United States. And we know that not simply because Trump started the war on February 28th, but because he couldn't get out of it. He declares we're having a ceasefire. This was 3 weeks in, 4 weeks in. He says we're having a ceasefire. and we're having these talks and they're going great and we're, you know, we're going to open the strait. And Iran says, yeah, one of our conditions is Israel's got to pull back from southern Lebanon. You can't use the Iran war as a pretext for stealing more land from a sovereign country. That's not your country. Like, no. And which, and it's not just Iran that, who felt that way. I think the rest of the world's like, what are you doing? I thought we were, you know, fighting the great existential threat, Iran, and now you're taking the opportunity to take Lebanon shore of the Litani River and bombing downtown Beirut. Like, what is this? Anyway, this was all very well known. And within hours of announcing this, Trump announcing this, Israel publicly, in a way that was designed to get the attention of everyone, including the Iranians, starts killing civilians in Lebanon. Now, what was the point of that? Not to secure the Israeli homeland. The point of that was to end any talk of a negotiated settlement, to keep this going until Iran was destroyed and chaotic, which is the Israeli goal. And so my perspective as an American is, look, we're the United States. We're a country of 350 million people. You are wholly dependent on us. You're a country of 9 million people with no natural resources. I'm not against you, but like, we're not co-equals here. But the point I'm making is Trump could not restrain Netanyahu. Netanyahu is the one person Trump could not say, hey, settle down, or we'll just defund you and your country will collapse in about 10 minutes, which is true. Israel can't defend itself without the United States, despite whatever propaganda you may have heard. So again, it's not an attack on Israel. It's an attack on American leadership for not constraining its partner in a way that helps the United States. Trump said, I want a negotiated settlement. Israel stopped the settlement. Trump refused to even criticize Netanyahu in public. Are you joking? That's slavery. That is total control of one man by another. And it's, you know, that's between Trump and Bibi and God, as far as I'm concerned. But as an American, that's our president, our elected president, whose job is to protect our country and our interests and our economy. And he is looking out for Israel first. That's outrageous. I don't, and no amount of like, oh, you're an anti-Semite, which I'm not, and I'm never going to be, is going to stop me from noting that that's outrageous. It is outrageous.
Before...
said to him, what are the borders? Because my read of Genesis is that that's a big hunk of land. That's the Middle East. Does Israel have a right? Because you're referring to this text as the basis of the right to have that land. And he said, fine with me. So like on many levels, theological and diplomatic, kind of a big thing to say. The White House was annoyed that he said it out loud.
They had a little mistake. For some reason, a clip of Lebanon Christian areas being blown up in the last month popped in. 30-plus thousand homes, hundreds of churches, some of them 2,000 years old, blown up. Israel's now calling it the Gaza plan for the rest of the Middle East. And they're openly saying greater Israel, they're gonna take it all over. So I did have that clip coming up later. But let's go over just some of these articles. I'm going to shift gears into the domestic news, what the left's up to. We got to watch them, obviously, here. But Trump says Iran war terminated as war powers deadline arrives. So last Thursday and Friday, Trump comes out and he says, well, the war is over. It was the 30th time. So I don't have to get war authorization from you. And they said, okay, well, it's over. So they got a peace deal. It's over. And by Friday evening, he said, it's not over. I'm authorizing Israel to destroy them. We're going to hit them again one more big time, and then it's over. So I guess that'll be 31 times. And I'm supposed to just say, wow, that's trillion D chess. Trump tells Congress ceasefire means he does not need their approval for Iran war. Trump casts doubt. This is Saturday and Sunday on peace deal as says Tehran has not paid a big enough price. We have a video of Trump saying that. And that he's getting ready to hit them one more big time and then it'll be over. Trump hands Netanyahu immediate authorization to strike Iran's energy facilities, preparing to announce failure of negotiations. So he doesn't say he thinks it's over. He says it's over, then it's not over. And he, again, has all these Howard Lutnicks in his administration, insider trading, openly doing it, saying, we don't care, we're going to be pardoned. Then the polls are coming in, worse and worse and worse, the scientific ones. These are accurate polls. Trump loses ground on several personal traits as approval rating slips again to all-time lows. Trump in 2024 had much higher numbers. He's lost almost all independents. He's lost massive numbers of Hispanics, Zoomers, Millennials, Gen Xers, Boomers, even 7% on them, Gen X, 25% of the support he had. That's not the support he has. It's what's been lost. Millennials, 30%, Zoomers, 35%, Hispanic, 27%, overall, 22%, 80% of independents. Here's a clip of Trump. A D.C. pollster just texted me, it's over, after Donald Trump's speech today where he called affordability a line of BS. That's coming up next hour. There is not one Republican lawmaker who is up in 2028 that didn't just crap their pants. He just gave Democrats the perfect ad. Yeah, and he says, it's great, we fix it, there's no inflation. Got the clip, I'll play it next hour. That's just like he said a month ago. He goes, I don't care about Medicare and Medicaid, and we're not going to help you on that. We're a war country now. It's all about war. Okay. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, if you're going to screw poor people, don't tell them you're doing it. Maybe we should just play the club. No, we'll do it next hour. Nobody's telling you how effed up the farmers are in America right now. The Agriculture Secretary just confirmed it publicly in Congress. One in four farmers has no fertilizer secure for spring for the first time ever. They're not even buying it. No fertilizer, no crops, no food. On average, they've cut their fertilizer purchases this year by half because the price is so high. Did you hear that? Half the fertilizer is being bought. You know what that means? Half the food. Farm bankruptcies are up 46%. 160,000 farmers closed since 2017. Less than half of all farmers will even turn a profit this year. They're not struggling. They're being wiped out. And the media is busy covering everything else. The real story behind this hasn't been told yet. Absolutely. That is dead on. Meanwhile, I've seen this on CNN, Fox, everywhere. Iran's reportedly, with no evidence, trapping mines to dolphins to weaponize the Strait of Hormuz, even though they have no known dolphin weapon program. The United States has a program bigger than all the countries combined. Yes, kamikaze dolphins. And even Mike Benz, who's a big Trump supporter, has come out and said it's absolute, complete crap. People forget how big media sounded over and over again that Russia had militarized the dolphins as well. It's the same story. Oh, they're being mean to the dolphins. Meanwhile, the country doing it's us. My point is, it's just the war propaganda is disgusting. We get the radical left to say we're not winning in Iran. Trump, it's treasonous. Well, he only told us the war was over 30 times. Never told us what the actual aim was. It was really regime change. I mean, I don't want to sit here and bash Trump. That is not my aim. That is not my goal. I want him to succeed, but I'm not going to sit here and lie to people. I'm not going to sit here and watch him flip-flop every 5 seconds and say that's really a good thing. It's not going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. Not going to happen. Now, I'm going to get more into this next hour because it's a lot bigger than just the Onion and the Democrats funding it and Bloomberg trying to shut us down and getting caught in court and all that. It's part of this larger plan to shut down the popular media because the bigger story is the corporate media is dead. And Nick Fuentes did a powerful 18-minute rant on this in Post. We post this to X and to Rumble tonight, clips from the show. I'm going to add the whole 18-minute clip. Where he gets into it all, but I'm going to play a shorter section of this, just a few minutes long, Nick Fuentes talking about how this operates in context with InfoWars and myself. Here it is.
And that's just how it goes. So you think about those, you think about how that array, that matrix looks. You look at somebody like Barry. Like Alex Jones, that's like just to me the perfect comparison. Alex Jones is endlessly parodied, imitated, emulated. Everybody does an impression of him. Everybody thinks he's hilarious. He is an American original, American icon of broadcasting, a true original. Like you can't say enough about him like that. And he's being crushed under the thumb of this system. Nobody's going to help him out. He's going to start Alex Jones Network. Barry Weiss is this like pretentious lesbian from New York. She's a fucking retard. She's just as dumb as they come. So unlikable. So stupid. And she's running CBS News. That's your Jewish meritocracy that they want to. Why are Jews running the media? Because they were the middlemen in the Middle Ages, right? Because the Catholic Church outlawed usury. Right, they're going to say something like that, right? You say, why is Barry Weiss running the media? And the Jews are going to say, it's because we're smarter. We're smarter than you, Goy. It's because they're just so much smarter. It's because the stupid mud farmers in the Middle Ages banned the Gentiles from collecting interest. And that's why 900 years later, Barry Weiss is running CBS, right? Isn't that what they say? It's that Ashkenazi IQ. Even though she's an idiot, even though she's running CBS into the ground, even though the free press was a joke, she gets $150 million from her Jewish sugar daddy. And it's one thing after another for her like that. From the Shalem Center to Brett Stevens being her mentor to the seed funding from Lonsdale at the Free Press and University of Austin, right through to now CBS News falling upward. And not one stop along the way did she need to have an original thought, a personality, an audience, business sense, anything. Versus someone like Alex Jones, someone like Candace Owens. It could not be more clear. You know, same thing with Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro's a punk. Who likes this guy's a piece of shit. He's a smarmy, arrogant cocksucker, this guy. Everybody knows that. Know it all, above it all. Everybody, to him, everybody, you're an idiot. You're a moral idiot. Wagging his finger in our face, we need to support Israel more versus someone like Alex Jones. That's your society. That's the system.
And it's more nuanced, it's a longer clip. I don't make it all about the Jews. My point is that the Israel lobby makes it about Jews if you disagree with Israel running our foreign policy. Israel really is trying to take control of this country right now, and it's a big problem. All right, we're going to go to break. I've got masses of news I haven't hit yet. So much in the second hour. Then Harrison Smith's coming in live. I'm so thankful to the crew, the great work they've done. I'm so thankful to all viewers and listeners. I just can't thank all of you enough. Share those live feeds. It is not part of the victory. It is the victory. Because this signal gets out, the establishment's done, okay? I got a bunch of crazy human-animal chimera news all over the mainstream, and it's just it's insane. But first, it is the alexjonesstore.com that has the amazing products. Widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's ridiculous how many designs are. It's almost too many, almost 800. Ball caps, T-shirts, all of it. It's so good. The problem is finding it all. So I'll have one shirt I want to get again or give it as a gift. It takes like 20 minutes to find it because I can't remember the name of it. But the point is the supplements are the very best, the ultramethylene blue, all of it, thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. And there's a bunch of huge sales going on, even though it's very popular. We now have the methylene blue gummies that are even stronger than the regular tincture. It's the same tincture, but it's concentrated. Those are 58% off. And the T3 iodine is so amazing. And a lot of stuff that sells out at thealexjonesstore.com is on the sister site. Like the dagger sold out. There's a few left over at realalexjones.com. It's a sister site run by Bigley. Realalexjones.com for a bunch of stuff that's sold out at thealexjonesstore.com. If it's sold out there, go to realalexjones.com. But whatever you do, share the live feed on X right now, Real Alex Jones and Rumble, The Alex Jones Show. Hour number two, straight ahead, my friends. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, The Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching alexjoneslive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, alexjoneslive.com, and the link, alexjonesapp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.